The Flathead Community Health Center in Kalispell is getting renovations.
We actually have added 4 new exam rooms in order to help with the extra providers that we have here. We're building a new lab to make lab draws and do some of our laboratory work a little bit easier and a better flow for patients.
Dr. Justin Bowles is the site director for the new family medicine residency for Western Montana. As of July 1st, 3 residents started working at the health center, as well as at Kalispell Regional Medical Center.
Really, it's a great model for the residents to step in, help see patients that otherwise wouldn't get health care other places, that might have to wait extra time because the physicians here are already working very hard. So it's been really nice. It's opened up a lot of opportunities for patients to get in and be seen.
Bolt says 90% of the residents' work is in clinic. This new residency program is a partnership between the University of Montana, 2 Missoula hospitals, Missoula's Partnership Community Health Center, Kalispell Regional Medical Center, and the Flathead Community Health Center. This is the second family medicine residency program in the state, and Bowles says it's similar to the first in Billings. Bowles says Montana ranks last in the country in graduating residents and training physicians. He says the program aims to train and keep family doctors in Montana.
We have a significant number of physicians that are over the age of 60 and looking towards retirement soon. And unfortunately, we are not graduating residents at a rate to keep up with that.
Billings Montana Family Medicine Residency started in the 1990s in partnership with the University of Washington's School of Medicine. The Billings program has found that 70% of the residents stay and practice in the state. Billings Clinic just started an internal medicine residency with 12 residents this month. The Western Montana program has 10 residents total. They have their first year in Missoula before finishing their second and third years in Kalispell. Dr. T.J. Sherry is part of this first class of residents and hails originally from Frenchtown.
Just wanted to get back home to Western Montana. When I interviewed here, I really liked the dynamic staff. I liked the fact that it was going to take place mostly at just one hospital, and I was really taken in with the physicians at Kalispell Regional Medical Center.
There are 3 Kalispell residents and more than 30 local physicians signed on to act as mentors. Sherry says he likes family medicine because it's a little bit of everything.
I like delivering children. I like seeing them as pediatrics. I also like the opportunity to go work rural medicine and possibly do ER training as well. So it just offers a wide variety.
Dr. Kevin Kropp is truly coming home with this residency. The Columbia Falls native is currently on the geriatrics rotation,
which is kind of focusing on care for the elderly. So I'm actually working with Dr. Carlberg over at the Brendan House, which is kind of a transitional care unit and a long-term nursing care kind of a place. And so we get there in the morning and round on patients that have problems, need to be seen, new admissions. I do most of the note writing and decision-making as we should as a resident.
Sherry right now has his mornings at the hospital working with physicians and with patients. Both then work in the clinic in the afternoons seeing their own patients. Kropp says he heard about the program through word of mouth.
As soon as I heard that, I just knew, like, that's where I need to be. This is kind of where I want to practice or close by somewhere here. And so being part of the residency was just something that felt very natural to me.
The residency includes 13 4-week blocks during which residents focus on pediatrics, cardiology, geriatrics, orthopedics, intensive care and emergency care, as well as the clinic time. Dr. Bowles says with the new residency program, the Flathead Community Health Center is now able to offer prenatal care on through pediatrics and up to geriatric care. Kalispell Regional Medical Center says the program received accreditation in 2012, and the 10 residents were chosen out of 110 applicants for the first class. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.